Investigators scheduled four White House witnesses for interviews today, but they're not showing up. AP Sagar Magani has more.
National Security Council lead lawyer John Eisenberg and White House aide Robert Blair were to appear this morning. Neither did, with the Justice Department saying, as a presidential advisor, Eisenberg is absolutely immune from being compelled to testify. Two other witnesses are not expected to appear this afternoon. All four had been subpoenaed. Meantime, President Trump continues bashing the credibility of the whistleblower who triggered the probe and is rejecting a lawyer's offer to have the person answer written questions from GOP lawmakers. The president says the whistleblower needs to appear publicly. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the Trump administration is blocking those four witnesses from complying with congressional subpoenas.
This will only further add to the body of evidence on a potential obstruction of Congress charge against the president.
The Democrats leading the inquiry began releasing transcripts from the closed hearings on Monday. The European Union says it's still committed to Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. European Union spokeswoman Maya Kosianich says the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action enhances security.
We believe that the JCPOA should be preserved. It's a matter of our security, not just the region or Europe, but globally. It's an international agreement that was endorsed by the UN, and we believe it should remain in place.
Earlier Monday, Iran announced it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. The announcement comes on the 40th anniversary of the 1979 U.S. Embassy takeover in Tehran. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Anti-government protesters crossed a major bridge in central Baghdad on Monday, approaching the headquarters of state-run